2 Timothy chapter number 1 and beginning in verse number, chapter 1, verse number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers. I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfinished faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Thank you, beloved. You may be seated this morning holding your Bible open. Today, my friend, across these United States, we celebrate Mother's Day. It is a day, I believe, that the Bible has sanctioned in the book of Exodus in chapter number 20 and verse number 12. The Bible said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days upon this land which the Lord God giveth thee, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. My friend, Christian mothers are the world's greatest asset. Thank God that we've had some mothers that have gone before and have forged the way, have knelt in prayer, and my friend, have been examples to you and I today. Abraham Lincoln one time said that I remember my mother's prayers, and they have followed me all through my life, and I have clung unto them. The first mother the Bible mentions in the book of Genesis brought havoc into the world, but thank God it was through a woman, the Virgin Mary, that the Lord Jesus was born into this world, lived upon this earth for 33 and a half years, went to Calvary's cross and died. It was by sin that entered through that first mother. But thank God that mother that brought the Lord Jesus into the world is that you and I could be saved from our sins. As Mother's Day is upon us today, we ought to pause and thank God for the great example and the great testimony for Christian mothers. I want you to see, as we look here just briefly, this mother the Bible mentioned here, the mother of Timothy. The Bible didn't say a whole lot about Eunice, but the Bible does mention some things about her. As you look there, I want to just call to your attention, first of all, her name means good victory. I'm glad to tell you, my friend, that having a Christian mother meant all the difference in my life. I thank God that for a Christian mom that could bow and pray, get a hold of heaven when the times got tough, when the things didn't look so good. Aren't you glad for a mother that knew what it was to have victory in their life? Amen. I'm glad to tell you, honey, that I had a mother that didn't hobnob with the world, didn't run with that crowd, but she was a godly woman. Amen. She was a woman that feared the Lord and loved her family. And thank God. As you look here, this woman Eunice, the Bible tells us a little bit about her. Her husband was a Gentile. She was a Jewish, but by the Bible said that she spent time teaching Timothy the holy word of God. And mothers, can I tell you something? The most important thing you'll ever do in this life is not make a lot of money. It's not what kind of clothes you can put on your children's back, but the most important thing is that your children arise up and call her blessed. That she is a woman that taught me the things of God. She is a woman that taught me the holy scriptures of the Lord. Here the Bible tells us a little bit about this mother. It was said of John Wesley, his mother Susanna was a woman that loved God and served God. And they asked her one time when he was getting ready to go to the mission field, they said to Susanna Wesley, what do you think of your son John going over to the mission field. She said this, if I had 100 sons, I should be glad to see them all engaged in such a blessed work. Although I might see them no more in this world, I believe old John Wesley, when they'd walk down the street, I believe if they could walk down and he'd look over and with a proudness in his heart, he'd say, that's my mother. I believe here that Timothy, as he walked down the street, he can look over and say with a proudness in his heart, that's my mother. And friend, today, if you've got a mother here, oh, would to God that you'd say, thank you, Mama, for all that you've done. Thank you for all the tears you've shed, for all the prayers you've prayed, for the example you've been in my life. What a blessing it is to have a godly mother. Here, this woman, Eunice, what made her so special? What made her a woman that the Bible would say, I believe Timothy could rise up and say, let her be called blessed. Notice, if you would, first of all, there's four things I'll give you in the time we have. The first thing I see is her Lord. Oh, the Bible said this woman was a Christian woman. And friend, it's a blessing to have a saved mother. Not everybody can say that. Not everyone can say that they have a mother that serves and fears God. You say, preacher, how did that come about? I believe like this woman, as with my mother, as with your mother, if she is a Christian, first of all, there's a realization of sinfulness. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Regardless of what society says, my friend, the Bible said all have sinned and all have come short of the glory of God. No matter how good your mom has been, no matter how good you have been, we have been born into sin. And here this mother Eunice, she'd have to say, I was a sinner. I was born into sin. But then second of all, there came a day of repentance of the sinfulness. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Aren't you glad for the day when the Holy Ghost of God came by, knocked on your heart's door, and opened up to you the way of salvation? Aren't you glad for some good godly men and women that paved the way, maybe built a church, maybe prayed for you, maybe some evangelists had you on their heart? But thank God that realization that we're lost without Jesus, it didn't just stop there, but thank God he paid our sin debt. And Eunice here recognized she needed to be saved just like everybody else. Amen. It's not based on goodness. It's not based on works. Oh, but the third thing about this lady was there came a day that she said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. And the Bible said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God, that means everyone, amen. Not just a select few, not just those in America, but oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. He died for the sin of the world. He died for every mother. He died for every daddy. He died for every child, every boy, every girl. What a blessing it is to know Jesus died for us. She recognized that. Mother, may you live your life so that there not be any doubt when it comes time for your family to have to prepare your funeral arrangements. Live your life to know that there is no doubt where you're spending eternity. Amen. Thank God, I can tell you this morning that one day, as Brother Gary said, just a few more days down here, and all the labors will be ended, all the trials will be past, all the sorrows and heartaches will be over, and thank God we'll step off on the celestial shore, breathe our first breath of celestial air, and thank God we'll see him that died for us. But then you talk about a family reunion, hallelujah, there's coming a day that all the moms and daddies that have gone by the way of the grave, they'll be in that glorified body. And as our brother said, I'd not bring them back if I could. Oh, but thank God. God will see them once again, whole and complete. And what a blessing it is to know Jesus. I see this, her Lord. Second of all, I see her love. The Bible tells us here, I believe, Eunice was a woman that loved. And there was a man by the name of Thomas Benton. He was a Christian. He was a young man. His mother went to him one time. And he said this, he said, "My mother asked me never to use tobacco, and I never touched it from that day, from that time until today. She asked me not to gamble, and I've never gambled. She admonished me against hard drinking, and whatsoever capacity for endurance I have at present, and whatever usefulness I've attained in life, I owe it to have complied with her correct wishes. When I was 7 years of age, she asked me not to drink. And I've lived in total abstinence from alcohol. I owe also to my mother." How blessed it is to have a mother that not only loved the Lord, but lived for the Lord. Amen. What a blessing it is that a mother would set the right example and say to her children, "Children, walk in the ways of God. Follow the ways I lead you in." What a blessing it is. Oh, and this woman, Eunice, she had a love. I believe she had a love that would correct. Amen. The Bible said in Proverbs 13:24, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." Can I tell you something? My sister's sitting here this morning, and she could say amen to this. "But my daddy, I love my dad, but my daddy never whipped me." Now that's hard for you to believe, but my daddy never whipped me. He didn't have to. He already did speak to me. Amen. But I can't say the same thing about Mama. Amen. Because you see, Mama, she's the one that would get the switch outs. Amen. And I like what Brother Don Harrell used to say. He said when Mama would go get that switch and go out, and Brother Jimmy, I don't know if you had to or not, but then peel off them leaves off of it, and Brother Don say, "Mother would get that, stick it between your legs and twitch it." He said it feel like a bunch of bees just starting to all over. He said, "But I learned something." He said, "The closer I get up to Mama, oh, she couldn't rear back and hit me as hard." And he said, "The closer I get to Mama, I knew that if I had to get a switch, it wouldn't hurt as bad." And honey, can I tell you something? You may stray away from God, but the closer you can stay to the Lord, oh, it'll hurt less. Amen. When God has to get that switch out and have to sting your legs a little bit. Oh, what a blessing it is to know that He loves me enough to correct me. Amen. I love my children enough. I corrected them, not because I hated them, but because I loved them. I wanted them to grow up in the right way. And thank God for a mother that loved me enough to chasten me and scourge me. And yes, get the switch out sometime. Amen. Amen. Hey, but a love that'll correct, a love that'll console. You sitting here this morning, how many of you don't raise your hand? But when things went wrong in your life, when you felt like all your friends had turned against you, when you felt like you was a miserable failure, you could always go to Mama, and Mama would put her arm around you and say, "Son, it'll be all right." Mama, she knew how it was to console. "Honey, I got news for you. You can go down yonder into Ashburn and pay somebody $100 an hour to sit down across from a desk and give you a little bit of information. But thank God there was a mother that loved you enough that could console you. And that was worth more than all the money in this world, worth more than all the time in this world, when mother could console you and pull you up and say, 'Honey, it's going to be just fine.'" What a blessing. A mother, her Lord, her love. But then notice number three. Let me give this to you. It's not only her Lord, her love, but her longings. What does a mother want? My friend, this morning, most mothers do not want glamour for their children. Most mothers do not want big names for their children. You know what a godly woman wants? She wants her children not to become rich or famous, but she wants her children to be able to walk in the ways of God, to be able to follow the Lord Jesus, to be able to serve the Lord. He, my friend, my mother wanted somebody to teach me the things of God. She wants her children to be saved. Amen. Oh, listen. No mother in her right mind would want her children to go to hell. Sin in this world would destroy the lives of a mother's children. Sin will drag you down. It'll take you further than you want to go. It'll keep you longer you want to stay. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. But my friend, a good mother will want her children to get saved. And a good mother will wet her pillar at night and get on an altar of God and beg and plead and cry and say, "Oh God, you've got to do it in my son's life. You've got to do it in my daughter's life. If only you can do it, I can't."
That's right.
And a mother, she wants her children to be saved, but she wants her children to be sanctified. A spiritual mother don't want her children going in the ways of the world, but a spiritual woman, a good godly woman, wants her children to walk in the ways of God. Amen. She wants her children, if they're saved, to know they belong to God. They're not of their own. They're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belong to Him. Hey, God owns me today. Amen. There's a fellow got on a train many years ago and was started out west. As they were going through that out west, he sat there, and a group of men sat across from him. And they looked at him, and they said, "You want to play cards?" He said, "I sure do." And say, they told him to drag a chair up. He pulled a chair up. They dealt him a hand of cards out, and he sat there lifeless. The other men picked the cards up, and they said, "Pick your cards up." He said, "I can't." They said, "Why can't you?" He said, "I can't. I don't have any hands." And they said, "Well, sir, I beg to differ, because you've got two good hands. Pick your cards up." He said, "Oh no, these hands don't belong to me. They belong to Jesus. And Jesus doesn't play cards with his hands." Friend, I got news for you. Can I have an amen right there?
Amen.
Hey, listen, when God saved you, He bought you. He purchased you. Thank God He owns me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Therefore, glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which all belong to Him. And a good godly mother wants her children to walk in the Christian way. But then also she wants her children to be spirit-filled. Can I park right there for a second? My friend, let me tell you something. In this world we live in, one thing that is missing in our churches, in our homes, across our country, is the presence and the power of Almighty God. Oh, would to God we'd have some old-fashioned mothers that would get on the altar of God and beg and plead and cry. And oh, what a blessing it is to have a mother that can reach up and touch the throne of God and get a hold of the Lord. What a blessing that is. Amen. Spirit-filled life. The Bible said in Galatians 5:16, "This I say unto you, walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Last of all this morning is her life. This woman Eunice, notice about her life. The Bible said her faith, look in verse 5, her faith was unfinged. You know what that means? Without hypocrisy. Without hypocrisy. What you saw is what you got. She was a real McCoy. Amen? She was a real thing. It gets me, this world we live in today, I mean, you go out to try to buy something, and they'll have on the back of it, it looks good, and they'll have on the back, genuine imitation leather. Oh, this is a bunch of plastic. They'll advertise at the jewelry store, 100% cubic zirconia. That's nothing but a fake diamond. My friend, the Bible said this woman, Eunice, she had an unfinished faith. She was the same thing in the church house as she was in her house. She was the same thing on Sunday as she was on Monday.
Right.
Would to God we'd have some old-fashioned godly Christian mom and dads that would say, "Hey, it's for me in my house. We will serve the Lord." Regardless if the preacher's around, regardless if anybody else is around, God is looking down on me, and for His sake and His sake alone, I'll serve Him.
Amen.
There was a fella, I'll close with this. There was a preacher one time that preached a message. on the subject, Do Thy Diligence to Come Before Winter, Clarence McCartney. And that meeting that night, there was a young man from Jefferson Medical College. He heard this man of God preach on Do Thy Diligence to Come Before Winter. And by the way, winter is coming. Oh, you say, preacher, we're just now in springtime. Yes, sir. But do you realize how quick the leaves have changed? Do you realize how quick the grass has grown? Do you realize that just 6 months ago, we were in the dead of winter? Amen. Winter is coming. And this man, Clarence McCartney, preached and said, Do thy diligence. What you're going to do, do now. Because one day the flowers of spring will fade away. One day, all of a sudden, the grass will turn brown again. One day, the leaves of the trees will fall off. Do thy diligence to come before winter. And as a young man sitting in that meeting that night, he got impressed. He went back to his dormitory room and he sat down and he wrote a letter to his mother. And he told his mother how much he loved her. He told her how much she was a blessing to him. Put the letter in an envelope and mailed to her. A day later, a telegram came to that young man and said, Come, your mother is dying. He made his way to that country home and walked in. And when he found his mother, she was laying in the bed, just about ready to check out for eternity. And on that pillar was the letter that this young man had written, Do thy diligence to come before winter. Can I tell you something? Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. You're not promised. Oh, listen, moms, don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Children, you may need to make a phone call this afternoon. You may need to get an automobile and go find. You may need to be able to seek her out. But do thy diligence to come before winter.